Great. So we're going to talk about cold market calling. And, you know, this is a really important topic because a lot of people who get involved with Manatech, the first thing we tell them to do is the core four, right? We tell them to make a list. And when they make their list, we say at least 100. In fact, I don't start working with people until they have at least 100 on their list because everybody knows at least 100 people. And it may not be who they know in their immediate realm of, you know, context today, but over the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years of their life, they can come up with a list of 100 people. So you want to make sure they have a big list because if they have a small list, what happens? If the first three people say no, then they go, oh, this isn't going to work, and they give up before they even get started out of the box. Well, the other more important concept is that, you know, once you go through your warm list, you don't want to be running out of contacts. Because that, you know, a lot of people, that's what happens in Manatech. I see people getting up to regional director and then they never quite make national because they never, what, go out and find new contacts. And that's what's called cold market calling. Cold market connecting is what we're going to talk about because it's about how do I get the cold market involved? How do I get people I don't know today involved in my business? Because the only way you're ever going to get to presidential or even I would suggest executive level, probably even for many of you national, although I just broke a new national last business period, who didn't have to worry about cold marketing at all. So she just ran with the racehorse and got to national, so you could do that. But I think getting from national to executive, you got a whole other thing. Now, can you build your business by just getting referrals from people that you already have in your business? Yes. I'm not, you know, saying anything denigrating the whole concept of referral marketing. I think it's terrific. In fact, I think the majority of you probably don't do enough of that either. And that means just going and meeting up with some of the people, taking them out to lunch, people that you've already signed up in your business and saying, you know what, you love these products. I know you've got people you know. I'd love to touch their lives with that. Could you give me a list of 10, 15 names or 20 names so that I could go and approach them on your behalf and see if they're interested in looking at what you're taking today? You know, and just go that kind of direction with people and get referral marketing, okay? Because we have products that change people's lives. You know, you're not out there selling soap. You're out there giving somebody an opportunity to totally change somebody else's life. So it's an important concept to want to share. But referral marketing only gets you so far as well. The concept is, how about going out and cold market? So let's review some of the issues around cold market. Many people, you know, we have to ask ourselves, how would you feel to have confidence to talk to anyone in any situation? Is that important for you? Absolutely. In fact, this is one of the number one reasons that holds people back from cold market calling or connecting is because they don't feel confident. And so I'm going to ask you to look at your life and say, what is it about Manatech you're not confident in? It doesn't have to be confidence in yourself. Have confidence in Manatech. Now go out and share Manatech with people. But there's got to be some level of self-confidence because otherwise you're going to be in the wrong posture with people. So we got to change that level of confidence in you. And if that's something you need to work on, then get some good books and get some good coaching and mentoring to help you overcome your lack of confidence. If you did overcome that lack of confidence, how would it change your life? And I'm going to suggest it change it in a huge way. And I don't know how many people are on here. When I do talks about talking to anyone, I always think to myself, my first thing I think of, and because I come from a Christian background, is how in the heck are you doing the greatest commission on earth if you don't have level of confidence? Because, you know, going out and evangelizing takes confidence. You got to get out there. You're talking to anyone and everyone because every person out there you would like to share your faith with. And so where is that taking you today if you're not confident, if you don't? And once you have confidence in going and sharing scripture, you don't have confidence in sharing anything because that's truly cold market work as well. So we want to make sure that we develop a level of confidence to talk to people anywhere, anytime, any place. Most people, this is the truth about reality, most people are afraid of even their own warm market. I mean, that happens with a lot of people. I get started and they get their list and I can't even get them to work through their list with me. I have a couple of those. And I usually cut it off before I put too much energy into it because I can't change people. People have to choose to change themselves. So I can help them understand what their shortcomings are. I don't understand. You're sure not hungry about this business. You're sure not committed to it. You sure don't have any because you're not doing things to shift to make it happen. That's why it's important. Remember, we talk about the three H's. We want people who are hungry. When people are hungry, the fear dissipates because their hunger is greater than their fear. So they overcome their fears to get what they want in life, to live the life they want, to have the future they want, to impact lives the way they'd like to be impacting lives, and to have that freedom that they've dreamt about. That requires hunger, and that'll help you overcome some of your fear. If you feel like you're out there to talk to people, you know, you're running out of people, because some people tell me that too. They say, "Oh, I don't have anyone else to talk to." And I go, "Oh my gosh, there's over 7 billion people on this planet." It's not like it was 50 years ago, people, where you couldn't talk to somebody in China today. You can talk to somebody anywhere on the globe. We have so much technology that'll take you to any country, any place, any time, that there's no excuse. There's no excuse not to have an international business, because we have so many ways to talk to people anywhere, any place, any time. I was on the phone with some people from Spain last week who are going to go to the Barcelona meeting this week that Luciano's having. So it's just, you can be on the phone with people anywhere in the world. You just have to take the energy to reach out, right? And my suggestion is, and that comes, well, a suggestion coming out of the training was that you find people you want to be like and hang around them, and that's how you learn. You know, hang around, don't hang around low-hanging fruit, hang around high-hanging fruit. Be around people that you look at and you admire and you think are doing a great job and you would like to be like them, and those are the people you want to hang around with. And I did get a nice comment. Somebody said, "Mary Jo, that's why I'm on your Monday call every week." And I go, "Thank you, thank you." But there are plenty of other people out there too who you admire and you want to be more like. Hang around them. Pick up their traits. Pick up their approaches in life. Get their level. Let their confidence wean off on you, right? So those are questions to ask yourself. Here's some myths about cold market recruiting. Strangers are scary. Guess what? If strangers are scary, that means you're just as scary to them as they are to you. You follow? So all of a sudden you walk in an environment and you think, "Oh, I'm scared to go and talk to that person." Well, do you think that person's not scared to talk to you? But they'd probably like to talk to you because they'd like to open a conversation. So the funny thing is that you both play this Mexican standoff, as they call it. You're both scared to talk to each other, so you don't, no one talks to anyone and you don't get anything done. That person, as I look at the world today, and this wasn't always true about Mary Jo. I took some self-development 15 years ago for me to understand that every single person on this planet has something to offer me. And when you take that attitude, all of a sudden people are no longer scary to you, because your whole goal is to find out what they have to offer. And because we all live very independent lives, there's no one that had exactly the same upraising I had, the same belief system, the same training, the same education, the same experiences, the same places we live. It doesn't exist. And all of the things I just listed make the person who I am. So I know I have things to offer people, but every other person on the face of the earth is so different from me. They have something to offer to me as well. So strangers aren't scary. You're scared of them, but they're scared of you, so don't be scary. Just know that there's something there to interchange, to offer each other, and dig in and find out what it is. Play Sherlock Holmes. Number two, people don't want to hear what I have to say. That is absolutely untrue. There couldn't be something less true than on the face of the earth. All you got to look is the statistics in our world of how many people hate their jobs, don't like what they're doing, feel financially insecure, have health problems with their health, would love to have a solution. There are zillions of people everywhere. They all want something better in life, and you have so many ways to contribute to their life through Manatech. You're not selling soap. You know, I have to get this across to some people over and over again. What you have is invaluable to people's lives. Every time I get a phone call about people feeling better or people having a response, or, you know, we can't share all that anymore, which is a tough nut to crack for some of us because we lived off of that for years. But you know what? It's still happening every day. The beauty of people seeing differences in their health is happening every single day. And so you have something out there to share with people. So people do want to hear what you have to say on every level, because I still believe that the greatest sickness in this country today is poverty mentality. It's not diabetes or heart disease. It's called poverty mentality. It's truly the greatest sickness, and you have an answer to that as well. Some people say, here's another myth, I don't have time to go out and cold prospect. The idea there is don't. You know, and I probably said this a number of times on my calls where I talk about Lydia, you know, if I don't talk to at least 8 or 10 new people on a weekly basis, she drags me out on the weekends to go prospecting. Let's make that a different story. A lot of you have heard me talk about that on my Monday call, but what is it really that she's taking me out to do? We go to home and garden shows. I love home and garden shows because I love to garden. So it's a blast for me to be there. I have more fun. I have to, my whole concept when I go out, or we go to art shows that are there. Fort Worth had this major art show this weekend. So we go to different shows that are of interest to me. I don't go to something that has absolutely no interest to me. I do things that really interest me because then I am interested and I can be interesting. If you go to things that you have no interest in, now you're just phony. So don't make it weird. Keep it real. So these guys will tell you, Ray Higdon and Chris Carroll, they're going to tell you that you don't go out to prospect. You prospect wherever you go. Big difference. You don't go out to prospect. You go out to, you prospect wherever you go. So start looking at life that way. Every time you exit the house, you're going to go prospect. So for me, that meant sometimes I have to get out of my grubby clothes because I love to run out to Home Depot and all these places looking like I just climbed from under a rock. And I might shape up my look, you know, fix my hair a little bit, do a little different things, and just to make myself presentable because, you know, when you live a life where you get to work at home, you don't really have to be presentable very often because you're in your house. But when you're out there and knowing that you're going to be prospecting everywhere you go, now you want to be in a position where people are going to be attracted to you. So you don't want to look too slovenly. I don't have the personality to do this. You know, people, all personalities work. That's why we teach personality quadrants. I have analysts. I have, you know, the dominance. I've got the supporters. I've got the promoters. All personalities work. They all work. Because you know what? Just like whatever personality quadrant you're in, there's about 25% of the population that'll join you in that personality quadrant. And you are best to communicate with those people because you communicate at the same level in that same quadrant. Or you could go out and learn about personality quadrants, and then you can communicate with anyone in any quadrant and be effective. It doesn't take a smooth talker to do this. In fact, some of the big people that made it biggest in here are anything but smooth talkers. A lot of you have been around Manatech long enough to know you've sat in national conventions and heard presidentials get up there that were anything but smooth talkers, right? They had none of the smoothness whatsoever in them. So it takes all kind. We all can do it. It's not about a personality defect. I need to know when to transition into my business. No, you don't. And you're going to hear more about that today. So you don't have to know when to transition into your business because you never have to transition. You can leave it on a note where you have something interesting they're interested in, you're going to get back in touch with them. So you never really talk about the business. The first touch doesn't have to be anything about your business. In fact, it probably shouldn't be because you're building rapport. You're building relationship. I don't want to look stupid. Well, how about this? When you're out there prospecting everywhere you go, you may never see that person again, especially if you're in a big community. If you live in a really small town, it's a different story, but then you probably know everybody in a small town already. I'm going to suggest start reaching out. We need to get outside of small towns. We can sign up everybody in our small town. I love it when my people, they go into a town, they develop the whole town, and then they're stuck. And then they spend a year and a half, and they don't grow at all. And they wonder why they're not growing. And I go, well, how many new people did you have at your opportunity meeting last week? Zero. That could be a sign of why you're not growing your business, right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can expand into new products with the same people you've already talked to, like the skincare line or something else. But the problem is you've got that same group of people. So you want to expand out. And then you don't have to worry. When you expand out and you go into Dallas or Fort Worth, that you're never going to see that person again. So why are you worried about looking stupid? In fact, I tell people, go and practice. And they go, well, I might lose some people. Let me suggest to you this. The more practice you put in, the more proficient you're going to get, and the higher ratio of signups you're going to experience. So I could care less about the few you turn off in the first 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 that you practice on, because you've just increased your percentage of success by 100% with the people you finally do start working with. You get it? So help yourself become proficient and develop a skill in talking to people. And then the closing rates are down with the cold market. That's absolutely untrue. In fact, I think there are people out there that have higher closing rates on cold markets than they do on warm markets. Because why? Their warm markets are basically used up. They've hit them four different times with four different network marketing companies, and they can't possibly go back there one more time. So they've burned a lot of bridges. And so the idea is that cold marketing can have the highest rates for many, many people. And if you really get the right mindset that you're not worried about looking stupid, so you don't have to make it weird, and you're not nervous, you can have a lot of fun with it. And that's me. I love having fun with people. That's what I enjoy to do, because I'm part of that promoter quadrant. So I like having fun and enjoying and bringing joy into people's lives, helping people laugh. That's always a good start, right? All right. So get rid of those myths of cold marketing. And challenges we face, I don't know what to say. We're going to help you with that today. I am afraid. Again, what are you afraid of? You afraid of success? I mean, no one's going to bite you, and you probably never see them again if it doesn't work out for you. So what's this fear? Overcome the fear. You're afraid you're going to make a mistake. How can you make a mistake getting to know someone? Can you really make a mistake getting to know someone? Probably. You can talk too much about yourself, but we're going to talk about that too, how to ask great questions. It's not about talking about yourself. It's talking about them, finding out about them. You're on a mission to find out about other people, because you know one thing for sure. The number one topic people love to talk about is themselves. So make them happy, and that's by asking questions. I cannot tell who will and who won't be interested. Well, neither can I. That doesn't stop me from talking to people. You want to talk to everybody. They don't call me back. Don't put yourself in that position. You keep control of the relationship, so don't worry about that. I'm too quiet. No, you're not. You're quiet because you choose to be quiet. I loved it when I did some work with a person in my foundation, and I've done this on the calls before, I think maybe many moons ago, but somebody said they were shy. I said, why are you choosing shy? And they said, what do you mean? And I said, you're choosing it. And they go, really? So I started working with them on how they can choose out of being shy. And you know, in the next 60 days, that person almost totally transformed. Because shy is just probably somebody when you were 2 or 3 years old or 4 years old or 5 years old, somebody told you you were shy, and you wear that as a badge of honor. You're not shy. You're choosing to live up to what somebody labeled you. Being shy is a choice. Being shy is a choice. Okay, so let's get into the five key steps to cold market recruiting that he brings up, okay? And the first one is something we call posture. And posture is critically important. You've got to have great posture, right? You've got to get into great posture, because what you want to do is, first of all, let's talk about what is posture. And I like the definition that he gave it. He gave a definition. He said basically, having such a profound belief in what you are doing, you need no outside acceptance or approval. You need no outside acceptance or approval. You get this? Having such a profound belief in what you're doing, you need no outside acceptance or approval. Now, highlight that. I guess I left out acceptance in there, but that works the same thing, no outside acceptance or approval. If you highlight that definition, it's found at the top of your second page of your outline. I just want you to, like, grade yourself from a scale of 1 being the lowest to 10, where are you with that proposition? Having such a profound belief in what you are doing, you need no outside acceptance or approval. And this is why we talk about belief so much in network marketing. Because you can walk around a room and you can see people and you can go, wow, that person has such self-assuredness. That person has such a level of confidence. That person has, you know why people show up that way? Because they truly believe. They believe in themselves. They believe in what they're doing. No one's going to shake their confidence. No one's going to shake their belief. Now, is that an easy thing to have when you start your very first day of doing Manatech? Well, if it is tough for you, then maybe do a little bit more research. Talk to a few more people. Come. This is why we have people come to conventions all the time. Show up at the super regionals. Go and hear the town hall meetings. Listen to the guys. Listen to your upline. Listen to Crossline. It's incredible what these products do. It's incredible, $50 million plus on science. We have 100 patents, right? I mean, this company's been around for over 20 years. It's here to stay. It's known as the science company in all of network marketing. It has more than twice as many patents as the second place nutritional supplement company in the world, not just in network marketing, right? I mean, listen, twice as many patents, right? We have over 100 patents. People, this company is entrenched in science and know-how and knowledge. When you talk about these products, you can talk about, I've researched it, I've looked, these are the best products in the marketplace. It's the only complete glyconutrient in the marketplace. They were the first company ever to come out and meet this nutritional deficiency in the world called glyconutrients. You know, all these things, you need to write that out. Take time to set forth what makes Manatech who Manatech is. You know, Joel Bickman did this from stage at Manifest this year. If some of you were there, if you weren't there, you could go back and look at my notes. But, you know, he made a list of what you have to be proud of being a part of Manatech. So work on that belief, because that is what posture is. When you have no posture, you're always going to have a hard time in cold marketing, because they'll see right through you. You're going to be wimpy. You're going to be watered down. You're not going to be secure. You're not going to be stalwart. You're not going to be strong in your disposition. And people aren't looking for somebody who's a wet dish rag. If I'm going to go out there and be part of a new business opportunity, I'm not going into business with a wet dish rag. Would you agree? Right. So quit being that wet dish rag and start being somebody that's like the altar. It has nothing to do, your posture has nothing to do with what your background is. Because understand, your cold market prospects don't know any better. They don't know you from Adam. But Mary Jo, how do I explain away I've been in it for 5 years and I still haven't gotten anywhere? Well, because when you got involved, you really fell in love with the products. It wasn't until recently that you really understood this is a phenomenal business opportunity. Because these products are so terrific, anyone can grow this business. Look at the shift in your disposition 5 years later. You can explain that. And you will go, but Mary Jo, I really did try. I go, I don't think you really tried. Or maybe you got stuck in trying instead of being stuck in committed. Notice the difference? There's a huge difference between trying something and being committed. And this go around, you're all in. You're all committed. So what you need to do around this whole concept of posture is you need to understand where you are, where you need to be different, then choosing to make those shifts. Unless, of course, as I put in the outline, you're just thrilled with the results you're creating. Then you can stay stuck. But if you're not thrilled, I'm not thrilled with the results I'm creating. And I signed up 3 All-Stars last business period and 1 regular associate. 4 new sign-ups for Mary Jo last business period. I wanted to make that extra direct bonus. No, I just felt like I needed to step into being an achiever myself in a big way. So that was important for me to really step up. And I'm going to do it again this business period. I'm not quitting.
No, you're gonna get 6.
Oh, Lydia says in the background, I'm going to get 6 this business period. That's great. So we need to understand who we are, where we need to be different, then choosing those shifts. And it happens at every level, people. It doesn't matter if you're talking to a presidential or silver presidential or platinum. We all need to shift. And posture alone, circle that in your outline. Posture alone will get you more appointments and more new business partners, because it's the law of attraction. People want to be around people who are confident. Confidence attracts people. If you're a pipsqueak, you won't attract anyone. You need to be confident. And, of course, all of this is critically important if you plan on being successful. And I'm going to suggest if you don't plan on being successful, then don't be in Manitech as a business builder. Just be a consumer. That's okay. We love our consumers. We love to have people just take the products. But don't play the game that you're in the business unless you really want to be in the business, right? And some of you are going, well, I don't mind to be. I just want to share once in a while. It's great. It's great. I want to go to the conventions. That's great. We have a lot of social Manitechers, and I love every one of them. I honor them. I respect them. I love seeing them at the conventions every year. But my heart breaks because I know what their lives could be like if they just chose to step into it. Just make a choice. Oh, but Mary Jo, it's uncomfortable. Really? I don't want to live the life of my dreams because to get there, I'd have to be uncomfortable. Okay, that's an option. That's a choice you can make. It's all choices. Seems silly to me. Selling out because you want to be comfortable. But it's a choice. All right, so if you want success, you're going to choose it. Let's talk about posture. Let me give you a couple examples about posture, okay? So let's say you're on the phone trying to set up, or you're trying to set up a phone appointment. So you're talking to somebody and they're ready to get, you know, they want to learn more about it, and you're saying, I'm on the phone with you and you said you're interested in learning more, and I'm going, well, listen, right now I'm really busy. I'm walking into a meeting right now, but I have something I'd like to share with you. Are you available tomorrow at 2:00? Okay? That's posture. What would not be posture? Listen, I can't wait to share with you. Really, when are you available? Anytime I can come. I'm really, whatever it can be. Wrong. That's not posture. That's whiny. That's like, oh my gosh, the other person's going to feel like, oh my gosh, she's available for me exclusively for any time. This person's not very busy. Look at all the assumptions they can make just by your posture. You're an important person. You have incredibly important time. You're busy. You're packed. You have a lot of things to do, so you book appointments with people. I'm walking in a meeting right now, but I have something to share with you. What is your day look like tomorrow at 2:00? And now here's another example of posture and not posture. What if the person says, well, I'm sorry, I'm busy at 2:00? And then what does non-posture look like? Non-posture looks like, well, that's okay. I mean, I can do it any time in the afternoon or tomorrow night. Do you have any free time like in the next 2 days? That, you just screwed up your posture. You're a professional. You're busy. Go pro. Eric Worre. Be professional. So what would somebody with posture say if the person said, well, no, 2:00 won't work for me tomorrow. Okay, no, great. Well, listen, I got to go. I'll catch you later and we'll book another time. That's posture. You're busy. Your time is important. Don't whine. Don't grovel. Don't get into all that nonsense about setting up an appointment. You make it being about you chasing them. Let them be the ones that want to talk to you. Got it? Change the scenario. Quit chasing. Right? Always stay in control. Another posture would be, you know, you start talking to somebody and they go, well, can you just send me a link or a website? And you go, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Sure, I'll send it out to you. How many of those people have you signed up? Never agree to that. Why? Because you're giving up control. One more time, you're giving up control. It's step-by-step process. You have to follow step-by-step. Don't give them control. Don't let them jump ahead. Don't give up your control. I'll guarantee you won't sign up any of those people. They're looking to dismiss you. Just send me a link. They're trying to dismiss you. They're being dismissive. If they're being dismissive, then do they have respect for you or honor for you? I don't know. Is sending them a link going to cause them to honor you? I don't think so. if you take control here, will they honor you? Yes. My preference would be, when they said, can I send you a link or a website, if there's somebody local to me, say, you know what, I'd really like to meet up with you. Is tomorrow at 2 o'clock look good? Or, you know, and I set up a time to meet with them face-to-face. If it's the first time, I want to meet them face-to-face. Dumping a bunch of material on somebody the first time. But the other thing I might do in a situation with posture is, you know what, rather than me sending you a link or a website, I'd like to meet with you tomorrow, or do you have some availability tomorrow afternoon? Find out when they're available. Say, great. In the meantime, before our meeting, let me send you a couple of things to look at, and then we'll talk tomorrow at Starbucks, 3 o'clock. See you there, James. Thank you. Bye. You get it? I don't just send things out without having what? An appointment. I stay in control. Write that down on your sheet. People with posture, stay in control. Stay in control. Don't give up control. All right? Step two, having the conversation. You're having a conversation. Starting a conversation with anyone is getting to know the person. And that's easy. A lot of you go, well, how do I walk into, let's say I'm going out to a restaurant. How do I talk to people in a restaurant? That's the easiest thing in the world because you have a waitress that waits on your table. So you make small talk with your waitress. You can tell her, she comes to get your order or whatever, and you can say hi. And I always like to look at their name tag so I can say, hi, Sharon, how are you today? People love to be called by their first name. Is that prospecting? No. It's just being kind. Because people love to hear their first name. So I'm just being kind. Hi, Sharon, how are you today? Right? And on, and they do sorts. And then, you know, as they bring food, I make a comment here and there, and I ask them maybe if they like their job. Do you like working here? Are you a student? You know, what's your goal? You know, and I might ask a couple questions if I have an opportunity, whatever, right? Or I might break the ice by saying, hey, is it always this busy in this restaurant? My gosh, this thing is packed. Break the ice. Start a conversation. Be a human being. Don't ever forget about being a human being. Forget about the business side. Just be a human being. Be kind, generous, reaching out, touching lives. That's what we're here to do on the face of the earth, period. Whether you're in Manatech or not, that's what you're here to do on the face of the earth. So reach out, touch lives. How can I make this person's life better today? I can smile. I can laugh. I just had this happen to me at a restaurant this weekend. My husband had me playing in a bridge tournament, and I went out to lunch with some bridge players. And I'm going to tell you guys, I was so distraught. I got up from the table, and these people were going, well, I'm not going to leave him a tip, that, 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 that. And I said, well, I'm going to leave him a $10 tip. And they all looked at me, and they said, what? I mean, my lunch, I only had the salad bar. It was $6. And they looked at me, and they were getting so crazy. They were like, they said, why are you, Mary Jo, what's wrong with you? I mean, they were just like looking like I'm a weirdo, right? Well, I might be strange. But I looked at them, I said, you know what? It's obvious to me this waiter is having a really bad day. I don't need to have it make it worse by not tipping him. I mean, I'd like to bring some sunshine in his life because I want him to realize there is a better way. Wow. Now, I'm not sure all those people appreciated all that, but did I make my point? Yeah. I'm not on this earth to make people more miserable. I'm not on this earth to judge whether somebody's a great waiter or not. I just know they're having a bad day. What if their dog died this morning before on their way to work? What if they just heard their mother has cancer? I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to insult them by, you know, not tipping them. Right? It's great. So how do I improve people's lives? How can I help support people be better? Okay, so some people say, okay, so you can talk to people in a restaurant. You can go out there and having a conversation. You can break the ice with anyone. And just keep your business out of it. Don't be thinking about your business. Be thinking about can I improve this person's life? How can I make this bring joy in this person's life? And what's the number one thing we know people like to do? Talk about themselves. So, again, you want to ask them questions. Because they love to talk about themselves. And see if there's something you have in common. If you have something in common, that's always a lot of fun. You can expound on that. It's just fun, right? And at the end of it, then we won't get into the transition, but that's just having that. You want to have conversations. Now, some people say, well, Mary Jo, what if the person isn't engaging? What if the person doesn't want to talk to me? And I go, well, then why do you want to keep going after them? Let me ask you a simple question. Have you ever met anyone who doesn't like people who made themselves into a great network marketer? Anyone? So why is it that you're chasing people who don't even like people? Are there people in this world that don't like other people? Yeah. I come across some angry people, some, you know, really negative people, sarcastic, right? They have all these kind of characteristics. Trust me, I used to live in that arena. As a lawyer, we could be pretty crazy once in a while, too. But I gave up all that life. I gave up all that negativity, that sarcasm, when I hear sarcasm today, it's just like rubbing my knuckles on a grater, a cheese grater. That's how painful it is to me. You're not looking for those kind of people in the first place, so don't worry about those people who are nasty to you or negative or whatever. They're never going to make it in your business. Okay, Mary Jo, I know one of you in the call is just saying, but Mary Jo, maybe with personal development and some, okay, so you can invest in a project and you can spend the next 2 years of your life taking them through all the Clemmer work or doing it yourself if you're proficient at it and developing them into a really kind, reach out type person who's going to build a business with you. Is that what you want to do in the next 2 years? Is dedicate your time and effort to that? I would suggest not. You're trying to build a business. So you're looking for people that aren't negative and they have good personalities. Those are the people that are going to make a difference in your business. So can you find those at a restaurant? You can find those anywhere you go. You can find them at Walmart. You can find them at Office Depot. In fact, most of the people that have those kind of characteristics have a much bigger goal in life than being a clerk at Office Depot, Home Depot, Office Max, right? They have a bigger goal in life, and you have a way they can achieve it, which is why you're out there trying to locate them. So always be out there, right? You always want to be out there looking for people, and don't make it weird. Because you, what do I mean by weird? What is he talking about there? He's saying you make it weird when you're prospecting. It's not weird when you're just having fun with people and meeting people. We'll get to what we close it on, but I mean the idea is you're just out there making conversations. That's it, having the conversation. You'll transition into the business at the appropriate time, which is at the close of the conversation. When you're about to say goodbye, you're about to, you know, when I don't close a waitress until she brings me my tab. Right? And then we'll give you 3 invitation questions that you can use, depending on what they are. They're in the outline as well. And that's in the next section, which is step 3, getting them to want to see your deal. All right, here's a big important thing to do, because a lot of people go, well, people don't want my deal. No, they don't want. You don't want to go after them to see your deal. You want them to want your deal. So how do you set it up so that they want what you have? Not just to be exposed to it, but that they want it. People don't want deals. What people want is they want to solve their problems, right? So what do? We try to find their pain. We try to find out what someone's pain is. So you're going to go out there and you're going to ask probing questions, not probing that disturb people and they find you unusual, but you'll ask questions. And this doesn't mean you walk up to somebody cold and you start asking them questions. You got to break the ice. You got to start a conversation. That's breaking the ice, having the conversation. And then you can just say, so you're like, what do you do for a living? Did you say you work for, and then they say, do you love what you're doing? And you can find out what they do. All right? So you ask questions. Give them a reason to be open. And how do we give people a reason to be open to answer questions? By listening. We don't interfere with their communication. We don't jump in and break their line of conversation. Some of you can't stand it and you have to talk. You got to quit talking and start listening. Hey, I was there. I can speak on this topic and teach this till I'm blue in the face because I love to talk. But the problem is when I'm out meeting people, cold marketing, I love to do what? Listen. Ask questions and listen. And we know how to ask questions, family, right, form, family, occupation, recreation, motivation, money, mission, whatever that is, all those areas. You can ask all those keep-in-mind questions. Ask questions. Always, just like walking in a restaurant, is it always this busy in here? That's a simple question. It starts a conversation, right? So you start a conversation, right? And then you get to the bottom line when you're towards the end of the conversation, when you see that you're starting to wean off, you have, there's three questions, and these came right out of the training. I think they're terrific, and I think they all have different times to be used. If you've established in the person, you can put the word pain in front of the first one. If you've established some level of pain in somebody's life, if they said something about, gosh, it's a crappy job, I'm looking to find something that's going to double my income, I really need to find something more valuable in my life because this job just doesn't have a future for me. So what are you going to say then? You say, well, John, you want to always use their name because you've developed really, people like their name, right? Well, John, what if I could share with you a way that you could get out of this position you're in and double or triple the money that you're making? Would you be open to hear about it? Now, they can't say no because they already told you about their pain. See how simple that is? You just put their pain into that little section in the question on the outline. Well, Sarah, if I could show you a way to work at home and make 2, 3, 4 times what you're making today on your secretarial job, would you be open to hearing about it? Follow me? Isn't that great? It's just this is your classic, I found the pain, here's my question. That's my invite question. That's it, invite question. All right, so that's the first one. The second question, what if I don't have, I didn't find any pain in my short conversation with the gal at Home Depot? Then you find something, this is called, the first one is called listening for pain. This one is a compliment. If no pain, you compliment. So what do I do? You know what, Sarah? I love your attitude. I'm looking to grow my team in this area. Do you keep your options open when it comes to making money? Now, how many people would say no to that question? Do you notice how the question's drafted? It's a no-brainer yes answer. So that's going to get you the next step. You're going to, from there, from these, you book the appointment. If they say yes, boom, you're going to book an appointment. And we'll go into that posture, right? That's going to be setting the appointment. But this is getting them to want to see your deal. They're going to want to see my deal. Do you notice how both these questions, they want to see my deal. They don't want to be sold on a deal. They want to see my deal. They have a desire now to come after me. So what if I'm really busy? What if I don't really have time to even build a rapport with somebody? I walk in, I do a little thing, and I go, hey, you know what? I'm just curious. If I could show you a side project that won't interfere with what you're currently doing and you could make some money, would you be open to hear about it? If you don't have a lot of time, that's the kind of thing you can say. If I could show you a side project that won't interfere with what you're currently doing and you could make some extra money, would you be open to hear about it? There you go. Again, Lotus language, open. Open is the big, because how many people are closed? Not very many. How many people don't like their jobs? 80 to 90%. How many people don't think they make enough money? 90% of the people on this earth. So are people going to be open for this? Of course. It's a no-brainer. It's a question with an automatic. We call them rhetorical questions. Virtually everyone will answer them. Got it? So there's your three invite questions. Okay, now let's go to the next step. Step 4, setting the appointment. Okay, so now we're ready to set the appointment. They say yes, they want to see it. Now what? And this is where a lot of people lose posture. You don't want to jump right in and go show in the deal. You're not, that's not you. Now you're out there. Now what did you go to Home Depot to do? You went to Home Depot to prospect. Now you look like the, yet what? The crazy door-to-door salesman. That's not what you're about. That's not your lifestyle. You are about not now. When you find somebody who's interested, jumping at the bit, the words in your mind should go, not now. How many of you do that today? Most of you want to go into, you delve into, go, oh my gosh, let me tell you about this, blah, 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 blah. blah, blah, blah. Not now. That's your new phrase in your brain. Not now. You stay in control. This is about posture. So the language goes something like this. You know what, Sarah? Great. I'm glad you're interested. Let's exchange information and sit down in the next couple of days to talk about it. If it's not for you, no big deal. If you like it, cool. Isn't that great? Now it's totally relaxed. No pressure, no kind of thing, no hard sell. If you don't like it, yes, maybe you got it. If it's not for you, no big deal. If you like it, cool. And you exchange information, right? You exchange information. What's the next step? Well, you said let's sit down in the next couple of days. Here's the language he likes to use. This is what he was training. I'm going to forego this for myself. You decide whether you want to do it because I don't like to lie. And that's the one thing I didn't like about the training because I don't like to lie. But he does it for posture. That's up to him. But I don't believe there's no great purpose, never a purpose in the face of the earth for me to lie to somebody. So he says, I just want to be honest with you. I'm swamped right now. So is it okay if I get back to you by the end of the week? And why does he say that? Because he wants the person to believe that everyone in the world is waiting to talk to you. You're a very busy person. You're very conscientious. You're da, 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 and you're packed book solid. But he suggests that you still call him the next day by saying, listen, John, I was totally busy, but I had a cancellation, so I'm available at 3 today. Will that work for you? So now he's showing the other person how important they are by saying, one of my appointments dropped off. I gave you first dibs, and people get excited about that. They feel important, right? Notice how he's dealing with psychology here. But for Mary Jo, I don't want to lie. So I'm going to be familiar with my calendar when I go out. I'm going to know what my life looks like, and I'm going to go, you know what, tomorrow morning I'm busy, but I've got an opening about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that a good time? That's what I'll suggest to somebody. I'll suggest a time to set up. If they say they can't do it, I'll say, great, let me get back in touch with you. I'll go home, check my schedule, and see what's available. And that's what I'll do. But I also have a tendency to look at the person and say, when do you get off work? Is it after work or during? What's a good time for you? So when I check my schedule, we can match up. Notice that. I'm still staying in control because I'm still checking my schedule. I'm not whiny going, oh, I can meet you whenever you possibly can. That's losing posture. I am so eager to nail you with this business proposal. You don't want to be in that realm. You want to be a busy person, booking your life, staying committed to you. Your time is tremendously valuable, and you've got to get that point across without lying. Your time is tremendously valuable. Okay? So everybody clear on that? You can do what you want, but I would stay away from lying. But I'm not going to bend over backwards and just go, well, whenever's good for you, I'm available. If 3 o'clock tomorrow doesn't work for you, listen, let me get back in touch. I'll get home. You give me some idea of what hours you work and would you want to do it during lunch or at work, after work, what would be best for you. Okay, great. Let me double-check my calendar. I'll get back in touch. Right? I'm in control. I'm getting back in touch. You've exchanged information. Keep posture. Keep your confidence. Keep your stature. You're a successful business person, and you're a professional network marketer. So be professional. Got it? Great concepts. Now, the last step he says is step 5 in his little training he did, and he said, recruit more people. Get out of your day. Why do we want to recruit more people? Because we want to retire. We want to have freedom. We want to travel the world. We want a new house, a new car, or whatever it is on our laundry list, our wish list, our bucket list, right? And for me, it's D. I want to give back. The more I can give, the better I feel. And this year, I looked at my tax return, and my charitable contributions were 49% of our adjusted gross income. I love that. I love that. That is what makes my life. So every one of us is different. We all have different reasons why we love Manatech and we're doing this and the reasons we want to be successful at it, whatever that is for you. But if you really are desirous of being successful in this business, what's going to be critical for you is to be a great cold market recruiter. And hopefully today's call, I'll take some questions because we're getting towards the end. Anyone have any questions or comments about the call today? Any of this information help you? Did you see a new way to do things or a better way to do things?
I just want to thank you for being in integrity.
You're welcome. Was that about the comment about the guy lying about his time or something?
Yes, I'm with you. I think we need to always be truthful.
Right.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Always. That's just because you know when you slide on the small stuff, let me tell you, people, you're going to slide on the big stuff. Anyone else? Did this help? Anyone get
Mary
new language?
Jo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary Jo. When you say you work, you call a real estate friend of yours.
Uh huh.
And you say, well, I would wonder if I would call some of these other realtors and use your name. Would you object to that? Put that in good language for me.
Well, what are you trying to do? You have a realtor friend, and they're not in the business?
No.
They're not in the business. And you're trying, now you're asking me a question off of, you're trying to get into their referrals, and they're not even in your business?
Well, they may be a consumer, but they're really
okay, if they're a consumer, it's a different thing, because one gives them incentive, the other does not. Do you see the difference?
Right.
If they're already in your business, then they have an incentive, because even if they go, you know what, Dorothy, I'm just not interested in growing this business. I love the products. I'll take the products, but I'm not interested in growing the business. Then my comment to them would be something to the effect of, you know, Sarah, that's great. I really appreciate it, but can you see how this business can totally change people's lives if they choose to do the business and or they choose to take the products like you are? See, I established that foundation first. And she'll go, oh, absolutely. That's why I'm taking the products. And I said, well, great. Then clearly, even if you don't want to extend the opportunity to other people, would you mind giving me a number of, you know, these other realtors that you know, can I use your name and say, talk about you seeing the value of the products and open that door and that gate to them? I'll be more than happy to put them all underneath you. And eventually, maybe you don't have to even be a realtor anymore.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
But you gotta build the foundation with them about, because if they don't, you gotta get the connect in their brain. When you just try to ask somebody to give you referrals, they don't make the connection. They've gotta connect in their brain how this is really valuable for people, to helping them with their health and or helping them with their income situation, which most people are distraught about today. And they'll go, oh, yeah, I could see how this could help a lot of people. I'm just not interested in doing it. I say, well, great. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you mind if I gave me some of these other people or these other people in your office, would you mind if I connected with some of these other realtors that we both know and used your name, that you're committed to the products? Because that would be a helpful way for me to get them to take a look. And if they sign up, I'll put them underneath you. And they'll go,
right.
Sure. You get it? Because now what are you asking them? You see the difference, Dorothy? What you're asking them is this. You're saying, do you really care about helping other people on this planet?
Right.
Yeah. Most people are not going to say no to that.
Right.
So you got it? Okay, good. Great question. Anyone else?
This is Nancy, and I just want to say thank you. This has been very helpful.
Great. I thought it would. I when I listened to it, I said, I bet you everybody on the Monday call would love to. You know, and here's my direction to you guys. Go out and do some cold marketing today. What does that mean? Don't go out to prospect. Go out on everywhere you go today and use some of this language. Start using it. Just start today. You enjoyed the call. Start using it today. If you put the notes down and you don't try to pick them up for a week, I'm going to tell you, you'll forget about them.
Thanks.
I got another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I belong to three teachers group, and I have all their telephone numbers and most of their, if they have an email. Okay. Tell me how to approach those people.
Well,
I mean, a few of them I know, a lot of them I don't know.
Yeah.
They're from, you know, all over the county.
Right.
Okay.
Well, are you trying to get them in? You want to get them started on the products?
Yeah.
Well, I always, it's same thing. I would make a phone call to them, break the ice, if it's part of being retired teachers or whatever else like that, and say, you know what, you know, my husband and I have been so conscientious about our health. Are you guys doing really well, or do you have some, you know, do you have some health concerns? You might ask that question. Yeah, and just break and say, well, we have this. I say, you know what, because you might, in your breaking the ice and getting to know them, you may not find the pain, right? Remember, he says find the pain first. If breaking the ice in the conversation doesn't reveal any pain.
Gotcha. Okay.
You follow? And then you just go into that, if he develops pain, this is the way I go. If I talk to him about, hey, you mentioned that you just went through some major heart surgery. My husband and I have been, you know, we've been so healthy the last 20, probably the healthiest we've been in our entire lives, even though we're in our 80s. And I'd love to share with you what that is. Are you open to hear about something that might make a difference for you?
Sure. Gotcha.
Say same language, right, Dorothy? Same language.
Yeah.
Go right back
modified.
In.
Modified.
Yep.
Right. Thank you.
Start the conversation. See, it works on phone calls just as well as it works out cold marketing out, you know, at stores and all that stuff. Same exact thing. Have the conversation. See if you find pain. If you find pain, use that language. And the language I used in the outline was about pain for finances. You can find pain for health, too, because you have that solution. And then if you don't find pain, you compliment them. You can say, you know what, I just love teachers. And one of the reasons I really love teachers today is I'm building this business. And teachers are really typically open to look at other ways that they can financially get rewarded. Are you open to hear about another possibility for financial gain? Or what's your opinion about, you know, just grab the language and use the same language about the financial, you know, opportunity for financial gain or an opportunity to make more money. Are you open when it comes to opportunities to making other additional funds or additional money?
Right.
You use that same
right.
language. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Who else?
Before you close, I want to tell you an interesting statistic because I know that you'll be interested in this. We had a outside preacher that came in this weekend, and the statistics
uh-huh.
are now that there's one Christian for every seven non-Christians.
Yeah.
If we'll evangelize our seven, we can change the world. Praise
there
the
you
Lord.
Go.
You have seven people that need to know it.
Yeah, there you go.
Just an interesting
yep.
statistic.
Thank you, sister. Okay, people, anyone last minute before we hang up? Are we willing to step out? That's the big question. Step out. You got to, you know, and if your confidence is waffling or wavering, you know, get back and make that list. I made a list. I'll tell you what I did the other day for some of my people. I made a list and I called it Why Manatech Today. And I got up to, you know, I just started typing. And before I even took my fingers off, I had 12 huge reasons why Manatech today. And you know what? Any one of those can convince me to go out and share Manatech with people. But I got 12 beautiful ones. And I just think, you know, do that for yourself. Why Manatech? And type them up. And you can ask, you can say, well, Mary Jo, would you share your list with me? You know, I'm not going to share it with you for one reason. Because for you to build self-confidence, it's got to come from you. What do you love about Manatech? What is it that you love about Manatech? I mean, we can think of, I love that they have 100 patents, don't you? Oh, my gosh. I walk around like the science genius when I talk to people about products. No one else has that sophistication, right? I love what the National Academy of Science says is about our glycans, that they're involved in every biological process, and they impact the expression of the genes. You know, they're not saying this, and we can't go and tell people that Ambertose impacts genetic disorders, right? We can't say that. That's heal, cure, mitigate. But what does it say when it says the glycans impact the expression of the gene? Okay, read what you want. That's a quote right out of right? National Academy of Sciences. I mean, you can go on and on with all these incredible, you know, I love my three punch knockout, and maybe I should train you guys on that. There's three punches to a knockout. One is talking about the bundle. You know, some of you guys like to present the bundle, and what you say to people is you go, well, Manatech is really a cool company. They took all these products, grouped them together, and they only charge you $169, and they used to cost $270. That's not how you posture it. When I'm working with somebody and I'm talking about what products they need, I go, well, let me explain to you something. We've talked about four of the core products, which virtually everybody always wants, right? Amberitose you know about, and then Plus, the Phytomatrix, and the AO. I said the antioxidants. I said, you know, for years, these products, you buy them separately, they cost almost $270. And we as a field kept saying, come on, you guys, you got to package this in a way that people can afford it. And finally, about 2.5 years ago, the company came out with all four in a bundle, and they charge $169. That is so awesome. Notice the difference on how I present it compared to how you might present it. Everybody wants to save $100. So treat it the right way, right? And then that's my number one punch. What's my number two? My number two punch is, and do you know every single month that you're on auto order, Manatech gives you 20% customer loyalty credits. So in effect, you can be on the product for 5 months and get your 6 month free, or you can do with what associates in my organization or customers in my organization love to do, and that is they love to go on those free shopping sprees with Manatech's catalog. They get to dig in the catalog and look at all those products and just decide which one of these products that I've always wanted to try. People love to go free shopping sprees in the catalog, don't they? Don't you love that language, free shopping spree in a catalog? Use that language. Write it down. It works. And what's the third punch, third knockout punch? Are you ready? And you know what? This company has so much integrity that if you get on these products and you take them for up to 6 months and you honestly feel like they didn't make a difference in your life, you can package up the empty containers and send it back to Manatech and get 100% of your money back. No one in the industry has a 6 month money back guarantee, but that's because this company is 100% integrous around their products. Okay, you guys got it? That was just a helpful little tip at the end of the call today. Three punch knockout. Okay, everybody, love you. Any other last minute comments? Yeah.
You got a moment. You mentioned something a little bit, and I just caught the tail end of about the member program changing.
Yeah.
People will be getting a associate classification without their Social Security.
No. I don't. That's what other companies have done. I believe that's the direction we're going because we've talked about it so many times with corporate officers. I think that's the direction. When they put this new, you know, they're doing a whole new website, right? You know, they're revamping.
Mm-hmm.
We had that discussion in Maui this year. So what they're doing is they're going to be revamping, and I believe in there you're going to have an option, kind of like what Herbalife and some of the other companies do. They have everybody comes in as an associate, okay, but they don't have to get, so there's no, we don't have members anymore, or you know, everybody's going to be in your organization, so you can take advantage of the volume all the way down. But you'll have a little tab off the side that says, do you want to participate in our rewards program? And you can click there when you sign up. You can click for the rewards program, and that's where they'll ask you for your Social Security number. So every associate will be in. Everybody will come in. Everybody will come in as an associate, but only those who want to participate in the rewards program will have to give their Social Security number.
Oh, so if they just want to be an associate without a Social Security,
yeah,
then they don't earn any 20% loyalty points.
No, everybody, just like consumers today, earn 20%.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get the 20% customer loyalty credits on auto order. That's not going away no matter whether you're earning money or not.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, Fred, and this is clarity for everybody, because this question comes up often. Some people say, well, Mary Jo, that just applies if it's a qualifying order. And I go, oh, no, no, no. Your 20% customer loyalty credits apply whether you have a $50 order or a $20 order. You don't have to have a qualifying order. It's any automatic order.
When do you anticipate them making that switch?
When they switch the whole website, which is probably a year off from that.
Oh, we're that far away, you think? Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a major overhaul. What they're doing to the website's a major overhaul.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 2006. I'm telling you guys, people, 2016 is going to be a knockdown, dragout year for Manatech. You're going to see, I mean, totally new website. You're going to have a totally new branding. All of that's going to come out. I mean, it's going to be pretty incredible. It's going to be a great year. Yeah. Exciting. Not that 2015 isn't an awesome year. That's why I'm building so much, because I just know that it's going to explode in 2016. The fireworks. With all the stuff that we've been working on, because, you know, a lot of that we've been talking about, the branding exercise that we've been doing the last 6 months, the, you know, all the talk about the new website and getting, you know, simplifying it and making it more professional, more up-to-date, all these kind of things. It's just, yeah, a lot of exciting things. And I'm glad they're taking the time to do it. Trust me, I don't want to go through another, like, disaster that we did on our last website overhaul, which was, none of us want to remember it because we all put it out of our brain. Right? Okay, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there and do some cold market recruiting, okay? All right, you guys, love you all. Bye.